We are up to Daf Lamed Ches Amar Aleph. Let's quickly go through the Mishnah again. Okay, Rabbi Eliezer says, Yom Tev HaSamuch L'Shabbos. If Yom Tev falls out on a Friday, Bein L'Fanei on a Friday, Bein L'Achrei, Yom Tev on a Sunday, and you want to be able to walk in, you know, extend your walking on Shabbos and extend it on Sunday or Friday and Shabbos, and maybe perhaps in different directions, you can. Because he treats each day as a separate entity. So ma'adav adam shnei edavin, you can make two edavin, and the omer, and you can say a ruve berishin, my edav on the first, let's say Friday lemizach, I'm going to go to the east, and therefore I suspend my additional 2,000 amas on the west. I'm going to move that over, shift it over to the east. Uvesheni, but on Shabbos the second day lemaidav, I want to go in the other direction, or the other way around. Berishin lemaidav, uvesheni lemizach, you can do that. Or you say a ruvei berishin of a shem eidi. The first day I want to be able to walk 2,000 amas to the west, but the second day I'm not going anywhere. So I want to retain or go back to my original status. I'm a member of the city and I can walk 2,000 in either direction. I will be like anybody else in the city. Or a ruvei berishin. I want the eidi to be only functional the second day. Let's say Shabbos. So berishin kimeidi. The first day like my city. I can do that because it's two separate entities. However, the chachamim say no. That both days are considered one long day, and therefore whatever you do the first day is fixed for both days. You can't choose two different directions, one on Friday and one on Shabbos. Either you have one direction for Friday and Shabbos, or you have no direction, you're just a member of the city. Or you make an Eidah for 2 days, or you don't make an Eidah at all, which seems to be repetitious. We'll ask in a minute. But the idea is that you can only, that both days are considered one, and therefore you have to follow that. Kate said, Yasa, what should you do? So if you do the following, is my lichai, no, the Chachamim say that the eidav you put down for Thursday night will last you Friday and Shabbos. So what do you do? My lichai berishin, but the problem is, how do you know that Friday night is still sitting there that you can rely on it and walk on Shabbos? This is what you do. My lichai berishin, you bring it out there on the first day, let's say Thursday night, and umachshich olav, and you wait until after twilight, because that's when you kainu your residence. Then v'noitla, you take it out bole, go home. You don't want to leave it there because maybe somebody will take it. You won't have it in the left for Shabbos. Then b'sheni, Friday afternoon, machshich olav, you bring it back again, and just and the Gemara will tell us later, talking about that you bring back the same loaf of bread, the same piece of bread. You're not creating anything new. And the oichle, then you can consume it. Uvole and go home, and then you can walk that extra amma. This is how you're guaranteed to make sure that the food is there Friday night as well. The nimtza mistaka balichasa, you gain by going there because now you also have that extension on Shabbos. Umistaka beruve, plus you had a meal. So therefore it's all right. Now what do you do if Yom Tov was on a Sunday? You cannot bring anything on Shabbos. So then what you do is you go on Shabbos to view, because what you put there Friday, you couldn't bring home. So you go there Friday, Shabbos afternoon to see whether the food is still there. And then you hang around there until it's dark, make sure it's still there. And then, if you want, you can eat it then. Nechel b'dishon, what happened on Thursday night? It was eaten up by, you ate it up, it was eaten by somebody. A ruva l'dishon v'ni ruva l'sheni. Then for Friday, you can still carry, because during twilight it was there. But Shabbos, you can no longer carry. No, Amen Abeleza, doesn't that prove Moedim Matam, doesn't that prove Shem Li to me, Shehen Shtei Kedushas? If you can tell me it's one long day, then if you put down Thursday night, it should work for 2 days. Who cares if the food disappeared Friday night? Doesn't that prove that every day is a separate entity, you need a new Eidiv? So if that's the case, then what's wrong if you make one day on the east side and one day on the west side? Doesn't that prove my point? Okay, as the Gemara will discuss later. Says the Gemara, first of all, let's understand the words of Chachamim, it seems to be repetitive. The ruach achas mainiu. When they said it could only choose one direction, they meant for 2 days. Lishnei yamim. So what are they saying then? You can only do for 2 days and not for 1 day. Lishnei yamim mainiu ruach achas. In one direction. Nu hayne kamaisa. It seems to be repetitive. Hachi ka'om le rabban rabbi lezer. In fact, this is what Rabban were trying to say to Rabbi Lezer. I atem moide. He said to him, aren't you moide to us? You're telling us that you can make one Eidah for Thursday night in one direction, and then Friday night make the Eidah go in the opposite direction. Because you say it's two separate entities. Will you be minded to us that you cannot put an Eidah down on Thursday, for, let's say for Shabbos, and have two and say, well, at night I'm going to walk in the west, and in the daytime I'm going to walk to the east. You can't do that, obviously. You can't split a day in half. Well, we believe that 2 days are like one long day, and you can't split it either. aren't you agreeing to us? You cannot divide one day chetzil letzafon vechetzil ledorim. The Friday night I'm going to walk to the let's say to the north, and then Shabbos I'm going to walk to the south. You can't divide a day in half. So the same thing here. You cannot divide the 2 days into two parts. Amal and Abel, true. So then they said, Kishem she'ein ma'arvin liyom echad chetzel dorim chetzel tzofim. Chacham said, Travel as new, you agree to us. So just like one day cannot be split in half, kach ein ma'arvin lishnei yomim yom echel mizri yom echel ma'arvin. So too, you cannot divide 2 days, one to east and one to the west. But Abelezer says, what are you talking about? Hosam kedusha achas. One day is one kedusha according to everybody. You can't divide a day into half. Hocha beis kedushas. Here it's two separate days. And this is Shabbos and this is Yom Tov. Two separate kedushas. You can have a separate Eder for each one. In fact, Rabbi Lezer said back to them, "I atem moedim, aren't you moedim to me? She'im Eder beraglov b'yem rishon." Remember we learned before, there's two ways of making an Eder of Tchumen. One is you put food down there and the food is kind of shvisa. The other one is that you personally go down there. If you're there, obviously you're kind of shvisa right there. You don't have to have any food. So aren't you moedim that if you went with your feet and you made an Eder b'yem rishon, ma'arev beraglov b'yem sheni, you still have to go the second day again to make an Eidiv? Now according to you, L'chayit, if it's one long day, the Eidiv you made the first night shall last for 2 days, and yet you're made, you have to walk out there the second time. Furthermore, aren't you made, as the Mishnah clearly said, Necha l'ruvi b'yem rishon, if you put, let's say Thursday night, your food down, and it was consumed, you can walk on Thursday because during twilight it was there, but on Shabbos you cannot walk because the food was no longer there Friday night. But according to you, who cares? It's one long day. And therefore, Thursday night, you cover both days. Ein yotze ola b'yem sheni. If the food is gone, it disappeared, you shouldn't walk out there on the second day. Omnu le'avol. They said, you're right. So he said, holy. So if so, Beis Kedusha saying, doesn't that prove that it's two separate days? So the Gemara says, the Rabbanon are not so firm in their conviction. In other words, if they taka held that it's one long day, you wouldn't need an Eidiv Thursday night or Friday night. You put an Eidiv on Thursday night, and it lasts for 2 days. But they themselves were questionable to them. It was questionable whether it's 2 days or one long day. So therefore, they said, let's be machmer in both ways. On the one hand, maybe it's two separate days, you need an Eidiv both nights, and if the second night disappeared, you cannot walk. On the other hand, maybe it's one long day, and therefore, you cannot split and say, well, one day I'm going to walk in one direction, the other day I'm going to walk in another direction. Rabbanus fukim mishapkulu. They themselves were in doubt. They went each direction, they were machmer. Omru loy, they then said to, the conversation continued. So Omru loy, they said to Rabbi Lezer, I atem moedim, aren't you moedim, she'eim arvin b'tchilim yom tov l'shabbos? They said, if you're going to learn that it's a totally separate day, right? So therefore, whatever you did Thursday night is irrelevant. Well, now we're talking about on Shabbos, but it's yom tov. And on Yom Tov, you're going now to buy a residence for Shabbos. So what are you actually doing? You're preparing from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Aren't you moedid? You're not allowed to prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Amalhen Avul, yes, you're right. You're not allowed to prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Yeah. So they said to him, Hola, if so, Kedusha Achasi. So how can you put an Eidiv down Friday for Shabbos? The only possible explanation is that you're not creating anything new now. It's a continuation of what you did Thursday night. Because if you're going to learn this something brand new, you are preparing from Yom Tov to Shabbos. If it's a continuation from Thursday afternoon when you started, it was a weekday, then no problem. But Rabbi Lezer says that no, it's not a problem at all. Why? You're not allowed to make an Eidiv on Yom Tov. You're not making a kosher machone because of your preparation. Not because it's 2 days or one day. Really, they're two separate days. But you're not allowed to make an Eidiv the first day for the second day because of the Isser of preparation. So how can Rabbi Lezer say, if Rabbi Lezer's Meidah, you cannot make an Eidiv Thursday for Shabbos. So how can Rabbi Lezer say in the Mishnah that you can make an Eidiv one going in one direction and one going in another direction when you just said you're not allowed to prepare in other directions for Shabbos? He said you're not allowed to prepare for Yom Tov for Shabbos. So he did them both before Yom Tov. That means on Thursday afternoon, he put down two Eidiv in the court of Rabbi Lezer. He put one in the direction he's going on Friday. He put another Eidiv in the direction he's going on Shabbos. So when was he koine shvisa for Shabbos? On Thursday afternoon. And because Friday afternoon, l'chayde, maybe is a problem of being koine shvisa, or you're being making hachana for Shabbos, from Yom Tov to Shabbos. We'll see later, there's another possibility how it works. So right now the Gemara is assuming that the Rav Elazar is saying there's two separate kedushas, but you're not allowed to prepare for Yom Tov for Shabbos. You're not allowed to make an age of stam in the world on Yom Tov for Shabbos. But over here it's talking about you made them all on Thursday, and that's how you overcame it. Says the Gemara. Okay, Torah Bonim, we learned in the Braise. Idiv Beraglov B'Yom Rishon. If let's say Thursday afternoon, you made an Erev Tchumen not by putting food there, but you actually went out to that site. Is Ma'arav Beraglov B'Yom Sheni. So on Friday, you also go out there again by yourself to be make the Erev. Nechel Eruv B'Yom Rishon and Yoytze Olav B'Yom Sheni. But let's say you put the food there Thursday night and it's gone. You cannot go out because it's two separate days. You cannot carry on Shabbos because if the food was gone by the time Shabbos came along, so you cannot walk out there on Shabbos. As you said before, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi seems to clearly learn it's two separate kedushas. You cannot say Shabbos you're relying on the aid of you put out there Thursday night. Shabbos is a separate entity. Where is the Eidah for Shabbos? So Rebbe clearly holds his two separate Kedushas, which is exactly like Rabbi Eliezer. It holds his two separate Kedushas. Let the Brayer continue. Rabbi Yehuda says, Harei zeh chamer gomel. Rabbi Yehuda says, this is the camel and the donkey. Remember the camel you're behind, the donkey, the camel you're in front of, the donkey you're behind, and you have to move in both directions. You got to take care of the camel which is behind you, you have to take care of the donkey which is in front of you. And the same thing here. It's a suffix. Whether it's one long Kedusha and therefore on Shabbos the Eidah is still valid, or whether it's two separate Kedushas and you don't have an Eidah for Shabbos, so which means is that we give you the Chumras. Maybe it's a valid Eidah, so you forfeited 2,000 Amos. Let's say you made an Eidah to the west. You forfeited your 2,000 Amos to the east because you transplanted it over to the west. But maybe it wasn't an Eidah, so you don't get that extension. So all you now have is where they overlap, those 2,000 Amos that they both allow you to carry is all you can carry. You're limited at Shabbos. You're like a camel rider and a donkey rider. In other words, it's a suffix whether it's one kedusha or two kedushas. Comes along Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel Benoish Rabbi Chmuruka. I mean, they say, Eidav Beraglav Barishon. If you made an Eidav, let's say Thursday night, Ein Me'adav Beraglav Barishani. There's no point in going there again Friday. Why? Could they hold definitely it's one kedusha, and therefore whatever you did Thursday lasts all the way through Shabbos. So it seems the way we're learning right now, there are three opinions. Rebbe holds that it's two kedushas, like Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yehuda holds like a Chamla Mishnah that we're doubtful which way it is. And then you have the Rashbag and Rashul, Benoit Shmuel, Sari Yechmeruk, who hold clearly that it's considered one long kedusha, and therefore it's not a problem. Says the Gemara, Nechel Eruv B'Yom Rishon, but if, let's say, it's gone, then Yetzel B'Sheni. If it's gone, you have to. You can still carry in the second day, because we don't care. It's one long kedusha. Amar Rav says Rav, Halacha Kedalos Kenim Halalu Ve'Libe Rabbi Lezer. Rav says the halacha like these four elders who follow Rabbi Lezer that want that is two kedushas. Who are these four elders that he's talking about? Amar Beik Kedusha Ve'Elehin Dalos Kenim Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yechim Ben-Broika. That's hard to understand. We just said on top of the page Rabbi Shoshbach and Rabbi Shmuel the son of Rabbi Yechim Ben-Broika both hold that it's one long kedusha. Rabbi Lezer says this too. How can the Rav say that these four elders hold like Rabbi Lezer? We'll ask that in a minute. And Rabbi Lezer by Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yisi by Yehuda Stimtar. Rashi says here that every time it says in Shas, Rabbi Lezer, a Tanakh called Rabbi Lezer, it's not Rabbi Lezer but Rabbi Shimon, it's Rabbi Lezer ben Shemoya. That's why over here you have Rabbi Lezer and you have Rabbi Lezer ben Rabbi Shimon. So it's two different. So you have when you say Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Yochai son Rabbi Lezer. Otherwise, Tam Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer ben Shemoya. And then you have Rabbi Yisi by Yehuda Stimta. So he says whenever Rebbe saw his words in so many places, so he decided to learn them Stam without anonymous. It's interesting. How do we know if a Stam Mishnah is Rameyer or Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Yisi by Yehuda Stimta? As Rashi says here, that there are many stammers that the author is of Yehuda, Rabbi Yisi by Yehuda. So Stimta means anonymous one, because Rebbe used to learn his Mishnahs anonymously because he said so many. Anyway, the Ikadami, others say Chabnai Rabbi Lozer, one of them is Rabbi Lozer, Umapik Rabbi Yisi by Yehuda Stimta. This is what happens. You have a separate Rabbi Lozer. You have Rabbi Lozer and you have Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon, as Rashi just said. Anyway, bottom line is, says Igmar, what are you talking about? Farashbag, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yechim Breuker, Ifchosha Minulu, they just said on top of the page, exactly the opposite. They said precisely that it's considered one long day, whatever you did Thursday night lasts until Shabbos night. And now you're telling me that they hold like Rabbi Lezer, there's two Kedushas. Says Igmar, you're right. Eifach. Swap the names around. What do you mean? Say the opposite. No, that's what I mean. Swap what he said the opposite. Not that it's good enough. Say that's no good. You need to have an Erev, a separate Erev Friday night. Says the Gemara, Yehochi Hainu Rebbe. That's the synonymous Rebbe's opinion. Rebbe's opinion was that you need two separate Erevin, and if it disappears, you cannot carry on Shabbos. And Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shpag say exactly the same thing. So where are they arguing? Says the Gemara, you're right. Ema, which should say in the Mishnah, is the Chein Omer Rav Shmuel Gamliel. Rav Shmuel actually agrees with Rebbe. Not that they argue. Says the Gemara, if so, so why are you counting these four elders? Why doesn't Rav also include Rebbe? The Lech Shanami Rebbe, why doesn't he include Rebbe? Maybe he doesn't include Rebbe because he said Skenim, and Rebbe was his teacher. And according to some, Rav was even older than Rebbe. So he wouldn't call him Skenim. But anyway, so why limit it to Skenim? The Rebbe also holds that it's two separate divisions. So why doesn't Rav say that these four Skenim and Rebbe all paskin like Rabbi Lezer are two separate kedushas? Why does he include Rebbe? Says the Gemara, you know why? Because Rebbe Tonila, Rebbe is just telling you what some other people say. But Veloy Savla, he personally doesn't agree with that opinion. Says the Gemara, maybe also Rabbonon Nami Tonila Vela Savla. So how do you know that Rabbonon hold what opinion they hold? Maybe they're just quoting somebody else. No, it's these Rabbonon of Shimon Ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel. How do you know that what they're saying is that it's like two separate kedushas, their own opinion? Maybe they're just quoting somebody else, or Rabbi Lezer. That's what he heard. He heard that that's definitely that these four Skenim hold like Rabbi Lezer have two kedushas. But regarding Rebbe, it wasn't his personal opinion. Says the Gemara, Kinoch Nafshe, that Rav Huna was Rav Chizda's Rebbe and Rabbi's Rebbe when Rav Huna passed, and Rav Nachman as well. Rav Huna passed, it was the Rebbe Rav Chizda. When Rav Huna passed away, Rav Chizda went Lemimah to ask a question to Rav of the Rav. So this is telling you a fact. This is what happened then. Rav Chizda asked a stira between Rav and Rav. What's the stira? You're telling me Rav holds that Halach is like these four elders and like Rabbi Lezer, that Shabbos and Yom Tov are two separate entities. The two separate entities. Well, Itmar, didn't we learn in the beginning of Marbeya, Shabbos the Yom Tov, if an egg is laid on Yom Tov, it is muktzeh, it's called neilad. If an egg was laid, let's say, on Yom Tov Friday, and you're allowed to eat it on Shabbos or not? And the question is, if it's one long kedusha, you're not allowed to, but it was two separate entities, you can, because it wasn't, when it comes to Shabbos, it wasn't neilad on Shabbos, so therefore you can. And Rav should be the one saying that you can eat on Shabbos, because he just said there's two separate kedushas. And yet over there it says, Rav Oman, Mil de Bezeh, Asur de Bezeh. It's like one kedusha, you cannot eat that something that was laid on Friday on Shabbos. So Luchayda doesn't approve that it's one long kedusha. Says you want to know. It's a different reason altogether. And this is known as the famous thing called Hachana de Rabba. Omer Rabba says, Rabba, Hosam Hashem Hachana. The problem with Shabbos is not because it's definitely two separate kedushas. But when was it laid? On Friday. So that means Yom Tov prepared for Shabbos. And if Yom Tov prepares for Shabbos, we hold that it's an Issa Deraisa. Hachana, preparing from Yom Tov to the weekday or Yom Tov to Shabbos is an Issa Deraisa, and therefore you cannot benefit from it on Shabbos itself. Says the Gemara, the Tanya, we learned, Hoya, it's in the Pasuk. Hoya, but Yamashish, you'll come Friday, Vechinu, you should prepare Eis Asher Yeviu, everything that you will bring, and so on and so forth. So we dash in Vechinu, Choyel Mechin, Le Shabbos, only an ordinary Friday can prepare Shabbos. And the Choyel Mechin, Yom Tov, an ordinary weekday can prepare for Yom Tov. But the Ein Yom Tov Mechin Le Shabbos, the Ein Shabbos Mechin Le Yom Tov. But one holy day cannot prepare for the next holy day. So that's the problem. So Rav really holds this one long kedusha, but why, if it was Neulad on Friday, can't you eat that egg on Shabbos? Because Friday, which was Yom Tov, is preparing for Shabbos. And as we'll see, Rav holds it's Osam Mahatera. It's called Hachana de Rabba. So if you ever come across the expression Hachana de Rabba, this is it. It's Gemara here and the Gemara Beya. Says the Gemara, Omele Abaye, of course Abaye won't let him alone. So Abaye said to him, tell me, Elohod Etnan, this will be learned in our Mishnah here. What should you do? Let's say you want to make an Eidim, you want to carry on Friday, Yom Tov, and on Shabbos. So what do you do for regarding Shabbos? Melicha Berisha, and we said first on Thursday you bring it out there, or Machshichol, wait until twilight is over. Then the nightly take the food, or bole, go home, because you don't want to leave it there in case somebody eats it before Shabbos. Then B'sheni, on Friday, Machshiv Olav, again, Friday you go back out there, You wait, you put the food down, you wait till after twilight, but if you want, you can eat it, uvol, and then you go home. Halachayda, you're making it on Friday to buy that residence, kainah shvisa, in order to be able to walk on Shabbos. Aren't you preparing for Yom Shabbos? V'hakamechim Yom Tov Shabbos. So before we learn, Taka, that according to Rabbi Lezer, you bring it on Thursday. You might have learned before. You bring it on Thursday, and you make the Eidah. But the Mishnah clearly says, on Friday you do it. You can't tell me, okay, it wasn't Rabbi Lezer who said that. So according to Rabbi Lezer, Thursday you make both Eidah. Maybe Friday you cannot prepare for Shabbos. But the Mishnah clearly says, according to Chachamim, go on Friday, and you put it out there for Shabbos. How come? Omalei Rabbi. Rabbi said very, we had a discussion before. When does the Eidah actually take effect? Is the Eidah taking effect the end of Friday? No, it has to take place right before Shabbos, but since we don't know twilight, you know, which part is Friday, which part is Shabbos, so therefore it has to be the entire twilight. Or it, actually the beginning of Shabbos is when you're kainah the shvisa. And because of the Tzarech Mitzvah, you're allowed to do that. Oh, and you did everything on your part before Shabbos, it just happens to coincide. It itself on its own happens on Shabbos. Omelet Abbas said very simply, Me Sava, you thought Saifa Yam Kaina. You thought it all happens on Friday, so you're asking me a question, how can Friday Yom Tov prepare for Shabbos? This enables you to walk on Shabbos. But you're wrong. Eidav Tchilas Eidav. You can Kayadav. No, Tchilas Ayyam Kainadav. You know when the Eidav takes effect? The beginning of Shabbos. And Shabbos is taking care of itself. You just put it down on Yom Tov, but you didn't do anything on Yom Tov. The preparation happened on Shabbos. That's why the whole thing was effective on Shabbos. The Shabbos mechina la'atzmo, and Shabbos is taking care of itself. So therefore, because Shabbos is taking care of itself, and this is a discussion we had before with Rabbi as well, is at the end of Friday, is the beginning of Shabbos. So Rabbi says, you're not prepared for Yom Tov Shabbos, but the Eidav is taking effect on Shabbos proper. El Miatim asked a question back to what we learned yesterday. Yarvu belogin. So how come if you have over there a barrel, let's say, of wine, you didn't give it truma ma'isa from, and you say that, or a big jug, and you say that the truma ma'isa is which should happen? Let's say I want that to become, you know, choil. I want it to become, you know, ordinary when on Shabbos proper, and we said. Why? And we say we can't do that because you're putting this down before Shabbos. But according to you, it doesn't take effect until Shabbos. By the time Shabbos comes along, it's already, we're talking here about a case of a tful yom. Remember, a tful yom, somebody already went to the mikveh, he needs to wait till sunset. Now, whatever he touches, chulin is not a problem because he's only a sheni. But if he touches truma, the truma becomes a shlishi. And truma is a problem. So now, he cannot, and he said over here that this is, that what do you call it? This is Trumas Meiser when it comes to Friday night. It becomes Trumas Meiser. But then if he says, I want that this should be an Eidav, it's no good. Why not? Why? If he says, I want this to be an Eidav, it's no good because you said that on Friday night, I want that the Trumas Meiser should be taken from this. So right now, before Shabbos, this is only Tevel. And that's why it says that you cannot use, because it has to be edible. And because it's not edible, because you didn't want the truma ma'aser to take effect until Friday night. And therefore, and you're holding it right now, so you don't want the truma ma'aser to have effect yet, because if it takes effect on Friday afternoon, you'll make it tameh. And nobody can eat from it. It's no good as an edav. So you don't want the truma ma'aser to take effect until Friday night. And then it becomes an edible thing, even though you cannot eat it, it's true of mice there, but a coin can eat it, that's good enough, if you don't follow Sumchus, and so on. And it says over there that if you said that, the edible is not valid, because on Friday afternoon, when you put it down, it was not edible. But who cares? You, Rabbi, just said that the edible does not take effect until Shabbos proper, and Shabbos proper, the true of mice was already there. So why can't it take effect? What's the problem? Says the Gemara, why can't you use this particular thing? Make an Eidah within a Friday afternoon. You're not making a tummy even though it's full yom because the Truma Isa hasn't happened yet. And when does the Truma Isa happen? On Shabbos proper. And it doesn't matter that it's not edible right now. It'll be edible, you just said, that the Eidah does not kick in until Shabbos proper. And at the same time, there's Truma Isa there, so it's edible to a coin. Says the Gemara, Be'inon su'udah haruyim bo'edjoin. Even though it doesn't take effect until Shabbos, the meal has to be ready right before twilight. And why is that? Because we don't know which part of twilight is considered day, which section of twilight is considered, or which segment of twilight is considered night, we want the food to be totally edible 1 second before twilight begins. This way we're guaranteed that the food is edible. And in this case, it wasn't. That's the problem there. Says the Gemara, okay, let's go back to our Mishnah. Now we learned. says, if Yom Tov falls out next to Shabbos, Ben Lufanah on Friday, Ben Lufanah on Sunday, Ma'adiv Adam Shnei Edivin, you can make two Edivin, you can make over there two Edivin, Habeinon, L'chayde, Habeinon, Sudarui Boy Yemileka, you make two Edivin, right? And if you make two Edivin, let's say Shabbos, and then it's Sunday, and what do you call it? So the first day, whichever day, the first day says you can walk 2,000 amos to the east, which means you forfeit all of your amos to the west. Now you want the second day, you should be able to walk 2,000 amos extra to the west, and you forfeit to the east. But but since you couldn't walk, if you have 2,000 amos to the east on Friday, that means you lose all your amos to the west outside the city, then you have no access to the Erev on Friday afternoon because it's outside of your tchum. You're only allowed to walk in that direction from Friday night and onwards. You just said that you have to be able to eat the food and so on. So how can the Edev work for the second day? You can't get to there because it's outside of your tchum. You just said that the food has to be edible before Shabbat. If you didn't tell me that, I would say, well, the Edev starts Friday night, and Friday night you could walk there if you want to. So it's accessible. But you're telling me the Edev has to be edible before Shabbat starts. But you can't get there. Because on Friday you made an Eid to go the other direction. You don't have it. So the Gemara answers back. Our Mishnah is talking about a special case. Me, Savad, you think the Monachle Basefa Paiman Lakan, you thought that you decided to use the full measure, the full 2,000 amas to the right, so you lose completely anything on the left. That's what you thought. But the truth of the matter is that you only want to go 1,000 amas to the right. And therefore, therefore, if you have 1,000 amos to the right, you're entitled to walk 1,000 amos to the left. And then you wanted to walk an extra 1,000 amos to the left. So therefore, you put the aid of the end of your 1,000 amos to your left gives you 2,000 more amos. So you could get there on Friday. Lloyd, the monach lebe saif elef amalekan. So elef amalekan. He didn't forfeit all of your 2,000 amos. You only forfeited 1,000. And you want an extension of 2,000 amos, so you go to the edge of the 1,000 on your left side on Friday, which allowed to go, because you still have that, you still retain that. And therefore, your aid of works for another 2,000 amos. Says Gemara, okay, Allah, Rabbi Yehuda says, we had on the top of the page, or the bottom of the previous page. It says, that if you were ma'ariv on the first day, sorry, it's a different writer. If you ma'arif on the by going by foot, not that you put bread down, you went by foot. On the first day, ma'arif ragel sheni. So on Thursday night you went there by foot. Friday night you go by foot as well. Eid of the past be imedishin ma'arif pas yam sheni. But if you use bread on Thursday night, you use bread on Friday night again. V'chayda hakamechin the yom tov l'shabbos. Aren't you preparing from yom tov to Shabbos? Because when you're going to make the eight of again the second time on Friday afternoon, we're talking now about the case, not about the bread. Talking about when you walk over there. When you walk over there the second on Friday, you have to say that now I am making a native, even if it's the same direction. But if I'm going there by foot, just walking there is not enough. You have to say I am making a native, and so on. Isn't that preparing from Friday to Shabbos? Because you're doing hachana, because it's still Friday and you're preparing for Shabbos. In other words, when there's a difference if you're doing it by foot or you're doing it with food. If you're doing it with food, Rabbi just told us the food does not take effect until Shabbos comes in. But when you're going by foot, it takes effect when you're there, which is as soon as you get there. Okay. Okay, so we know like the food stays there. The food itself is kind of, but when it comes by foot, it's just the fact that you're there. So the fact that you're there is you have to declare like I am here now to be kind of shvisa. So the chayla you are definitely preparing from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Says the Gemara. Omalei. Omalei said, "Me Sava, who told you the Ozel Vamamida? You think that when a person goes there by foot, you have to say anything? Maybe you go there the Ozel Vashasik and you're required. And Yosef, you sit down. You said nothing. Your problem is not to walk in there. Your problem is that when you declare, I am doing this for my extra aid, I'll be doing this on Friday afternoon. You got the, you're preparing for Yom Tov Shabbos. Who said you declare anything? Just being there might be good enough. In fact, Kiman, Rabbi Yechem ben Uri, we actually have such an opinion. We have the opinion, Rabbi Yechem ben Uri says, Rabbi Yechem ben Uri says, that if you have chafetzim that are ownerless objects that belong to nobody, they wherever they are, they're koina shvisa. Even though nobody thought about it, the fact that they're there is koina shvisa, and therefore you cannot take it anywhere beyond the tchum. Even on yontif, you're not allowed to carry beyond the tchum. In other words, a normal thing belongs to the owner. This thing has no owner whatsoever. Nevertheless, you would think whatever I'm entitled to walk on Shabbos, I found this thing, I can take it, or on yontif, I can take it with me. So we say, no, this item, even though it's ownerless, was koinish, shvisa, whatever it is, and you cannot take it beyond the tchum of this particular item. So the same thing with a person. You're standing there, you're automatically koinish, shvisa. And nochmet, afilu teimer abon, even the rabbanu argue regarding chefze hefke, at kan leplik abon le rabbi yechmin nahuri, ele biyoshon, they say, like you're sleeping, le motzi, omer. They say if a person is sleeping, you're not koinish any shvisa whatsoever, because you didn't say anything. However, in other words, if you're asleep when Shabbos started, the Rabbi Yechmanuri said, that's it. That's your kind of shvisa, and that's and from there we measure your tchum. And the Rabban said, no, if you're asleep, you had no intentions, we don't measure your tchum from where you're sleeping. If you were up, the e boy lemeima motzi yama. So now, if you wanted to be kind of shvisa, you can. Then avagav the loyama commander amadami. Even though you didn't say anything, you were kinder. So therefore, we're answering Rabbi saying, if it comes to food, it's the beginning of Shabbos, that's kinder. When it's coming to you, you're trying to make an eder by being there, then you don't have to say anything. So there's no obvious hachana to Shabbos. Only Rabbi Chana Abaye. Rabbi Chana said to Abaye, you know something? You have a shmila lemar. If our teacher would have heard Hadatanya the following brisa, that you shouldn't prepare, let's say, from Shabbos to the weekday by going to the just for a walk to prepare to do some activities on Motzei Shabbos, he would have realized that even just walking there is a problem. Even just walking, forget about he said, you think the problem is because he says, I am walking here in order to be Kohen Shavisa for Shabbos. No, even just walking there is the problem because that's what your intention is. So the question is, how can you do that? If Hachon is an issue, how can you even walk there if your intention is to extend the 2,000 Amos on Shabbos? Says there, a person walked out of the field later to know what the field requires. Similar, a person should walk to the edge of his city. That he should go into a bathhouse tonight. No, don't do activities. Don't prepare for Shabbos to weekday. And preparing doesn't mean you said something. Even just walking there is a part of preparation. So Hadabi, surely Rabbi would have heard that, he would have changed his mind and said, you know what? It can be a problem of preparing for Yom Tov Shabbos. Otherwise, how can you walk? Even just walking there in order to be kind of shvisa is an issue. However, Abaye says, the law is not true. He heard the brisa, but he thought there was no relevance. Why? Why are you walking to the edge of the city? It's obvious what you're doing here. And therefore, that in itself looks like you're preparing for the weekday. Here, just because you went for a spatzir, and you're not holding anything in your hand, and you went for a spatzir, and even though your intention is that you want to go to a certain place and extend your tchum, but just the action of spatzirim doesn't necessarily mean that you want to make a tchum, because I can interpret your actions different ways. For example, Yitzum Rabbanu, if he's a Talmud Chacham, is going for a spatzir, why is he walking so far? How many people say, Shmaitim Meshachti, got so far kocht, he's so involved in his learning that he didn't realize how far he walked. Or the Amaritzu, if he's Amaritzu, Amri will say, oh, Chamre Ichle, he lost himself a donkey, he's wandering about to see where his donkey went, which he can do on Yom Tov. So therefore, the actions themselves don't appear to be preparation for Shabbos. It's the wording. So if he does not say the wording, there's no preparation. And Rabbi holds that if you're just going there and using your, you know, by being there, you don't have to say anything, it's good enough. With the food doesn't take place until Shabbos anyway, so it's not a preparation. Gufo, let's quickly go to the Mishnah. Gufo, let's analyze this. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Eat a beragli mission. If you went on Friday, let's say, by being there, so on Friday night you do the same thing again. Eat a bepasi mission. If you eat bread for Thursday night, then ma'arapasi and sheni eat bread again for Friday night. Eat a bepas mission. If you mean eat a bepas mission, ma'arav beragli b'sheni. Let's say on Thursday night you decide to eat bread. On Friday you can walk over there. But eat a beragli mission. But if you decided on Thursday night to make an eat just by being there." Ein ma'adah bepas. On Friday, you cannot make you make an eidah for bread because you're making something brand new. Because you're making a kinyan with something brand new that wasn't yet set aside for it, and therefore we don't want you to do that. And why? She'ein ma'adah b'tchila bepas. We don't want you to start for the first time using bread on Friday for Shabbos. Because since your first night you just walk there, so setting aside bread for Friday, it looks like you're making something brand new. And therefore, it looks like a challah. But if it's bread that you made bread Thursday night and you're doing bread again Friday night, it doesn't look like something new. Says the Gemara, and we'll explain why. But if you made bread Thursday night, you can do it Friday night, why not? It's like something new. You're right. But you know why it doesn't look like something new? Because the very same bread that you used Thursday night, the very same bread you're using Friday night, so therefore, there's nothing really new being done over there. You already said that this bread is being used for tchum. So that's why you shouldn't even use a different loaf of bread than the one you use for Thursday night. Definitely, if you use Thursday night bread, you shouldn't go there on Friday because it looks like you're making something new. Amar Rav Asher, Deikinami must listen. In the Mishnah, actually, it says, Ketzad away, so what you do, Melichai Berishon, in our Mishnah it says, you bring it out there on Thursday night, Umachshi Cholav, wait till after twilight, Uvenaitloi, you take it, Uboloi, you go home, and Besheni, and the second night, Friday night, Machshi Cholav, it seems like you take the exact same bread, and you wait there, for Friday until after twilight, Vaotli eat it, Uvoloi, take it home. So we see clearly, it seems to me, that you're taking the same loaf of bread. Because otherwise, it's like you're making something new on Friday for Shabbos, Yom Tov Shabbos. But Rabbana, and those who don't believe in this Hachana thing, what do they learn? Why, Taka, can't you use different bread? Dilma Hasam ate a Torah Kamashalam. He's not telling you that this is the way it has to be done. He's just giving you advice that if you use this, you can use the same food that you used on Thursday night, you can use again on Shabbos. And you don't have to prepare something else. He's sort of giving you thinking, giving an idea to you, an Eitz HaTeva, that just use the same food is so much easier. That is all. Okay. That ends today's Gemara. And believe it or not, tomorrow we're going to learn about Rosh Hashanah, which is quite appropriate. Okay. See you all tomorrow.